First, to Fort Hood, earlier in the day, Lieutenant General Bob Cohn described what happened at the post.
A shooter entered what we call the soldier readiness facility, where soldiers who are preparing to deploy go for last-minute medical checkups and dental treatment, etc. Shooter opened fire, essentially, due to the quick response of the police forces, was killed.
One of the police, he said, was among those who died. Lieutenant General Bob Cohn spoke earlier in the day, and now NPR's Wade Goodwin is at Fort Hood live with us. Wade, what more do we know about this attack?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, there's a lot more questions than there are answers. One of the big questions is, how does one man, even one man with two handguns, kill so many people and wound so many people? So there's been questions about, was it really only one shooter? But it seems from the information we are getting that although there was some doubt about that, that it seems to be just one shooter. That shooter was killed. There were two or three suspects who've been questioned, but they've been released, and that's the latest on the violence.
Now, from the time of the shooting, which I guess was about 1:30 Central Time, there was a lockdown at the base that lasted for several hours. No more, though.
5 hours. It's just ended. There are hundreds of cars in a line waiting to get in the base, and they are just starting to roll past us. And there are cars coming out now, going very fast. There are lots of parents here at the gate waiting to get in. There were children who were at school who were on lockdown, and it's a pretty emotional scene, and people are finally happy. We could hear the sirens going off all around us to announce that the lockdown was over.
I would imagine that one thing that's being done now is notification of the next of kin of those who died. Do you hear anything at all from soldiers or family members who are on the base?
Well, I mean, there lots of them are gathered right here. You know, pregnant wives who, even though they've called in and been able to reach their husbands or their spouses, this place is shook up. I mean, the thing about Fort Hood is you're either deploying or you're about to deploy. This is the one place that there's a little respite from the violence where you can kind of feel safe. That's all been shattered. And that feeling of vulnerability is widespread now. There's no place you can be safe. We hear that they've called in the FBI to help, and forensics teams are on the base trying to collect the shells and match them up with areas of fire to make sure there was just one shooter.
Okay. Thank you, Wade.
It's my pleasure.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin, who is at Fort Hood in Texas.